Welcome to the Mystic Millennials podcast, hosted by Abby
and Bethany. This is a podcast to share the reality of spirituality and what it is really like to be 20-somethings navigating a spiritual awakening.
Join us weekly as we become your new spiritual BFFs, sharing all about our own journeys while celebrating the amazing people who inspire, motivate, and encourage us to embrace our modern mysticism. Let's get into the episode.
Hello, everybody. We are back in your ears. Welcome back to the Mystic Millennials podcast.
It's been a moment.
It's
been a little while.
Whoopsie.
And not only has it been, we had taken a break, we took a completely unexplained, unplanned break.
We just peaced out. We did an F with Ollie and we were like, you know what?
That's good.
That's good. For a few months.
That's good.
Yeah. No, it's only been like a month.
Yeah, like a month and a half, I think, by the time this comes out. It's weird. And you know what's so funny, guys? We've actually had, like, in the last 2 weeks, we've had, like, 4 scheduled meetings to, like,
record
a podcast. So we usually schedule, like, an hour. And me and Abby would spend about 40 minutes catching up. And then we'd be like, do you have time to stay? And it's like, neither of us have time to stay. Or we've just used up all our talking. So we thought today we're just jumping on. We've only been talking for 20 minutes, which is quite low for us.
Yes.
Like, we're just going to hit record and we're just going to go.
We're going to jump back in.
And I guess we kind of want to talk about, like, where have we been? What have we been doing? And I guess why we kind of felt like we wanted to step away a little bit unknowingly as well. Like, it wasn't really a conscious decision.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like it'll be good for us to talk to this as well, because I feel like in general, the start of these past couple of months of 2022 have been like a little bit rough for like quite a few people. I mean, in Australia, we had, we've had a lot. I mean, there's just a lot going on.
There's been the resurgence of COVID in a really big way. So a lot of places that have not had it before having it now. And so, you know, while we were all kind of, I think, hopefully optimistic that restrictions and things would be easing, we've kind of had, it is starting to go that way now, I think, for eastern states, but it's kind of gone like the opposite. So a lot of people getting sick. We've had the storms and the floods in Queensland and New South Wales, which has just been really intense to watch and witness. There's been the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, which obviously has kind of really absorbed a lot of us. Like, it's been a really, and that's just like on a grander scale, let alone getting
collective,
like the personal things, like how have you kind of gone the past 2 months, Abby? Because I know it's been really full on.
I've not been well.
No.
there's been like multiple things that have kind of led up to this for me. And I think the thing that was kind of like a catalyst for me taking a break, not only from this pod, but from my business as well. I've not posted in about 2 months. I've closed my books in the past couple of weeks. I still had a couple of clients in the month of February, but I've closed my books as well. And the kind of catalyst of that for me was a rapid decline of my mental health. Which honestly, for the past couple of years, since I've been doing, like, I've absolutely dove into self-development and had coaches and had therapists and did courses and really found what I was passionate about. Having that decline in my mental health, I was like, what the fuck's going on? Like, I was searching for a why, why, and almost, almost blaming myself. Like, what have I done wrong to make this happen?
Yeah.
And anyone who struggles with mental health, you just know I was not in the energy to be doing things, outside of like literally things that were very necessary. Right. So coming on and recording a podcast didn't really feel like something I could do.
Helpful. Yeah.
And further to that, like showing up for my business, I didn't really feel alignment showing up for clients, showing up on Instagram because I really needed to bring my energy back to myself and like go in that like insular hermit mode of like just being with myself. And something that Beth and I have kind of spoken about is like I got to this point where I was like, you know, I'm fucking sick of self-development. I'm sick of improving.
And I'm over it.
I'm over it. Like it was starting not, I mean, there's something, it's something with a lot of things. There's always two sides, right? And the self-development, self-improvement piece for me started to feed into a story of not enoughness instead of empowerment.
Yeah.
And so it was that search of like, what is wrong? Like, what can I fix? I need to be healing. I need to be working. I need to be improving. And it was really just time for me to sit with myself as I was and just be at the current level and be with myself and my own energy. So that was the catalyst. And I mean, I'm still riding that wave because, you know, mental health, it sticks around, doesn't it, Beth? It's just a pesky little bugger. But I'm doing so much better now, you know, seeking out help. And also there's been a lot going on. The month of February was literally a shit show for me. it was just very, very busy. There's a lot of things. So, well, it was my birthday in February. So that was both like, I don't know, birthdays for me, a little bit funny. I don't know if it's because I'm a Pisces, but Pisces scene is in as well. Maybe we'll talk about
RIP.
That.
Do you feel like
it wasn't fun?
I feel like a Pisces celebrating a birthday is like, yeah, it's all fun and games, but you also can't help but think about the existential crisis that is the death that's coming for you inevitably. Like, there's no, it's not just a celebration. It's like, oh, this is one step closer to the end of my lifetime. You know, it's not
literally.
I feel like if someone has a Pisces, you know, sun, moon, or rising out there, you might resonate with that a bit.
Legitimately. So it is that kind of double-edged sword. I was like, I turned 26. Like, I'm on my way to 30.
It's all over.
and as well, I had a family member that was really sick. And so it was a lot. I not only processing like the end of my 25th year, like processing like grief in that respect and, you know, processing and within my business as well, like certain things I had to let go on of. And end to then start this process of where I'm at now of kind of renewal, welcoming in like new energy and clarity on where I want to go now. So that's where I'm at. I'm excited to be back on the podcast. I mean, Beth and I have been talking to each other, you know, all the time. and I'm excited to be back in my biz as well very, very soon. So that's kind of a nutshell for me. What about you, Beth? I mean, we've gone through some similar things, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, start of the year, you know, I just moved, and I was kind of, I felt really, my anxiety was definitely like an all-time high. And I thought it was just like moving stress, you know, moving. And then I was having some like really down days and I was like, oh, it's just because, you know, I'm away from my friends, family, that sort of thing. But it got to the second month of that. And I was like, this is quite a long period of feeling really very up and down, but mostly down. And you know what? It's really hard when you work for yourself and your job and your income and your financial security relies on me showing up on my Instagram saying, hey guys, how are you going? And totally agree with you, Abby. Like that did not feel, I literally couldn't do it. I went to make a series of stories and I just kept deleting them because I looked so fucking sad. Like I just look sad. And there was countless days where the most I could do was like, just walk to the couch and lay on the couch. And I got into such a slump. It was really tough. It was probably the longest like down period I've had for like a little while. Mm. And it was definitely, you know, Pisces season, you know, definitely brought me intensity to that. Pisces. Yeah. Pisces traditionally like is the ruler of the 12th house, which rules our subconscious and our mental health and all these sorts of like deep, dark parts of ourselves that we kind of need to like build harmony with and use them to guide us. Mm. And instead I was like wallowing. I got to a point where I was like fully, you know, like there's absolutely, you need to feel it. You need to sit in it, right? Like I'm a very firm believer of that, not pushing your feelings, just kind of being present with them. But yeah, absolutely got to a point where I was like, is this it? Am I just going to be sad forever and never and not work in my business that I love and that I left my job for and all these sorts of things? And even when I did then try and like force myself to work, I couldn't come up with anything. I was feeling uninspired. I wasn't connecting with anything. And I realized it was because I had this little bit of like a light bulb moment of like, I was trying to run the business and run my life and live as version of myself that I visualized, because I visualized this move so much last year. I manifested this, right? I did journaling exercises. I visualized almost daily of like, this is what my life's going to look like. This is what my business is going to look like. I'm going to work, you know, I'm going to start work at 9 and finish at 4 and I'm going to see all these clients a day and I'm going to have these days for these. So like I had such a rigid frame of what I thought it would be. And so then I've been like making myself feel really bad because I can't live up to that. But I was like, I'm a completely different person from that. Mm. You know what I mean? Like I've worked full time since I left school. Basically I've had a part-time job for like 2 out of the 9 years that I've been out of school now. And it's like, I've worked full time 7 years. I don't know what the fuck to do when I don't have anything to do. Mm. You know what I mean? And so then all of a sudden having all this space, having all this time to just be with myself, be with my thoughts and run my own schedule. I just fell in a heap. To be honest, I completely fell in a heap. And it was really tough. But I've got some beautiful support networks. I've got friends and family who I can kind of talk to. I found a really amazing doctor here who's got me on a mental health plan to see, you know, to talk to someone and seek some support. So yeah, kind of similar to Abby, like I'm feeling like I'm on the up and up. And I feel like a lot of people are kind of feeling that way. Pisces season definitely brings out the feelings.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. In a big old way. Something else that I wanted to mention as well, and I know if you want to speak on this, it's similar for you, but business-wise and like, I mean, having a business that's so inextricably linked to what you're passionate and what you feel like your purpose is linked to, I've started doing my hypnotherapy training, and which started a month ago, exactly today.
Again, another February thing.
And
most hectic month in the world.
Legit. And I have done 3, it's fortnightly trainings. We're on our 3rd session and I am fucking frothing it.
Obsessed.
I'm obsessed. And all of these ideas are going off in my head about, you know, how I can bring this forward, how I can bring value to people and how amazing it would be to work with people in that capacity.
Mm.
And it was almost like, oh shit, but what about what I'm currently offering? And, feeling like my energy is already 8 months in the future with that excitement and feeling quite stagnant in the present. So, it was as well time for me to take time out of that to experience my life outside of my business, to really like alchemize and get clarity on like, what am I doing? What do I value? How can I bring that forward now?
Yeah.
Because that was getting me down as well.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, I can totally agree. I'm 2 months into my coaching certification with Natalia Benson. And that's what I'm just loving at the moment. I'm loving coaching. I'm so exciting. I'm so, so excited to offer like one-on-one coaching like later in the year and next year. Like, and yeah, I've just, you're so right. Like I've been really focused on the future, but recently actually I got a couple readings like booked in. I was like, man, I really love this too. Like and you just kind of forget. I think when you're in
exactly
that hole of like feeling like you're just kind of looking forward and
looking back
in the present, all looking back, you know, just basically nothing in the present really giving you energy, making you feel good. You can forget like how much cool shit is around you and how many cool, amazing, beautiful things we get to do. So it's definitely been a big lesson for me, is like just enjoying the now, enjoying this and trying to have fun with it, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think Aries season is going to help with, because we are in, I think by the time this comes out, we'll be well into Aries season, which is very exciting.
We sure will. And we wanted to talk about this as well, because literally the last couple of days as we've entered this astrological new year, this beautiful Aries season, it truly has been this like spark of like energy and excitement and momentum that I know a lot of people are feeling. You know, it literally hit Aries season and I did not keep up with like dates. I'm like, I don't know when seasons start or end.
She's a Pisces. Time isn't real. She's just in her own little vortex.
So I get that information from people posting on social media, but one night I was like literally for 2 months, I had not used my planners. I've got 3 fucking planners, everyone. Why am I like this, Virgo rising? Hello. I haven't used my planners in months. Got my planners out. I was like, let's fucking go. Planned out my next week, planned out some new goals, some you know, feelings that I want to experience in like this next few months. And that is so Aries season.
It's just like, let's fucking go. But like the thing with Aries season to remember is like, where are you going? Yeah. Like, are we just going? Like,
are we going for the sake of going?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, are we just moving and acting and using our energy for the sake of it, for something to do? Or is it for a bigger goal, bigger purpose, bigger desire? So that's kind of been my bias for Aries season. It's a really cool time of year to reassess goals, get realigned, but just make sure with everything that we're planning, doing, because we can feel a real urgency. We can feel such a rush around Aries season. Like I know for me, like looking at my diary, I'm like, oh my God, I have to do all this and this and this. And I was like, whoa, what actually that's needs it. To be done?
Yeah.
And then the other stuff is just like, oh, what feels good on the day to like try and get done. I know for me, it's been like, my moon is in Aries. So the moon kind of rules like our house and safety and things like that. I've been like, oh my God, we need to clean the house. The house is fucking filthy.
Same. You know,
like I've been in such a, that also could be like from the Virgo full moon that we just had, like from when we're recording this.
Yeah.
But I was just the other day, like my partner's got a week off work and it was like her first day off, bless her. And I was like, you need to help me clean. This house is fucking filthy. You never help me. It looks like shit. We look like slobs. And then I sat down and I was like, oh, that wasn't as difficult as that, you know, like you just, I feel like it, Aries season just has this tendency to like intensify and just make things like really,
you know? Yes. Yeah. 100%. And I felt that within like literally the same. I was like to my partner, Jake, like, let's go. Like we need to do this, isn't this? I reorganized the bathroom. I reorganized like this little area in our house. And I was like, why aren't you doing this as well? Why aren't you go? Come on. But that's the thing as well. It's also intensifying in our relationships. Feelings of like, I mean, I remember when I had my astrology reading with Jazz and I have my Uranus in Aries and she always says it's about finding the I in we. That's kind of the vibe. I'm like, hello, Jake, where is the action? What are you doing in this relationship?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. The fuck are you doing? Do you mean your Venus in Aries?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I was like, Uranus in Aries. I was like, well, you should only be 10 or 15. What?
I was like, what did I say? Like, no, isn't there a square at the moment? week yes. here on it.
So yeah, that's what's on my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're recording this on 23rd of March. We've got Mars square to Uranus, basically yeah. just frustration station, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, me that's and Abby can attest to that. We've been very cranky the last few days. We've been having lots of vents. We've been furious.
We've had vent sessions, which
yeah, vent great. Sessions. You know what? And it's so funny. This is very like Mars in Uranus. I was trying to talk to Georgia last night. She was like going to sleep. I always get as soon as like right before I go to sleep, I get really hyper and I like want to talk. And she just like, she's head on the pillow, she's asleep. And I was like, oh, like, hey, can you stay awake and like talk to me, please? Like, I'd like some attention. And
hello.
I've got questions for you. And then I was like, you know, what do you like about me? Do you love me? You know, like those like how annoying things.
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
Yeah, would you still love me if I had like flies for eyes or something random? But I was just like, wait, do you love me? She's like, yes, Bethany. And I was like, what do you love about me? And blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, what do I do to annoy you? And she knows it's a trap, but she still answers it. God bless her. But she was like, you say hate a lot. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, you just always, and that's very my Aries moon. It's like, I hate this. Oh, I hate that. I hate when you do that. She's like, hate's a very strong word. Whereas for me, I mean, I'm a Sag Sun Aries moon. Hate is just, I mean, it has no weight for me. I'm just like,
that's same.
I hate it. Oh my God. So that's very Mars square Uranus is like, hate that.
Yeah.
And so literally even this morning I've been saying, I'm like, oh, hold on. Sorry. I extremely dislike when you do this, you know.
That's so funny. Why are we exactly the same? I do the exact same thing to Jake. Like the other night I was like, hello, why are you talking to me?
My favorite thing is like when you're both on your phones for like ages, like you start, like I'm usually the first one on my phone. And then as soon as I put my phone down and she's not put hers down, I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, I was going to sit in the other room.
Legitimately say, I'll be like, I'm sick of my phone now. Why are you on your phone? Why are you paying attention to me? Hello.
Even watching this show, and she'll be like, you aren't either. And I was like, I don't care.
Oh my God. Why would you? Surely it's not person?
Us. Can everyone listening, if you do this to your partner, can you please let us know? Because I swear it's not just us. Like, it's a woman. I don't know. Maybe not even a woman thing. It's just a thing. It's just it's things. Thing. We gotta annoy our partners. We've got to keep them humble. Ladies.
Gotta keep them humble. And that, I don't know. I don't know if the same, because Jake and Georgia seem very similar.
They've got very similar charts as well. Jake, the same person.
Doesn't seem to get annoyed, but I'm like the one that gets annoyed at things. Like he's just so chill. And I'm like,
and that annoys me.
And that annoys me. I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
Stop being so easy.
Aren't you annoyed? And they're like, no. And I'm like, you should be. But then it's like, Georgia's like, yeah, very chill. And then I'll just like push her a bit too far. And she's like, well, now I'm annoyed. And I'm like,
that's what happened
to me. I'm a baby.
I was talking to Jake and his friends did something. And I was just like, you need to get better friends. Like, I was like, hello, like, what's happening here? You need to think about this. And then he was not fazed. He was like, yeah, it's whatever. And then he thought about it and he was like, I'm really sad about that. And I was like, I have gone too far. I cannot push down my emotionality.
I know. That's the thing. Like sometimes and I think I think it's just that energy, like attracts, like opposites attract, you know?
Yeah.
Like I know a lot of people where one of the partners is that really kind of emotional, eccentric kind of energy and the other one's just like really chill. They've got to balance each other out. You know what I mean? We've got to have balance. But yeah, it's usually, us bringing them down to our level. But I think me and Georgia were talking about this. We definitely balance. Like she makes me like a lot more grounded.
Me too. Yeah.
And take things like not so intensely, but I also help her realize that like feeling things is good and okay.
Having emotion is normal.
I like it. Big fan of it over here. Although I don't know how my Aries moon is going to handle Aries season. You might have me. I might be crying in a corner.
Let's talk a little bit about tools for Aries, tools for going through Aries season.
give us some absolutely facts at us.
So Aries is a fire sign, so finding really strong ways to use our energy. I feel like for me, you know, I go to the gym sometimes. I'll like for the last month, Pisces season, I would just go and like go for a walk while I listen to like a nice podcast or something. First day of Aries season, I was on that fucking cross trainer and I had my music screaming in my ears, and I was like, and I just went earlier today and I was doing the leg weights and I was like, you know, like, so
yeah.
So just kind of finding having really healthy ways to have your energy be exerted, whether that is through physical or through maybe like singing a really loud song, or just like just having something to just get your energy out. Breath work can be really good as well, as like a way, it kind of like, you know, air stokes the fire. So it's kind of a good way to like get that air out. Breath of fire is really good. Just not if you're like on your, in your cycle, I think it's not good for, just because it puts a bit of pressure on the womb space. Yeah. And when we have our period, our body is doing that innately. I already have that extra pressure.
Yeah.
So in terms of like working with the fire, I very much recommend having like lots of red, beautiful crystals around. So things like carnelian and garnet and like red tiger's eye are really cool this time of year, because it kind of helps us harness a little bit of that creativity, a little bit of that passion. I'd even suggest, you know, if you've got a vision board, or if you write down like kind of monthly goals, because Aries is a cardinal sign. It likes to start things. It likes to have a direction. It likes to have somewhere to go. So if you're not someone that, like, I don't have a physical vision board, I've just got like it on my laptop. But I write a thing each month of, you know, how much I want to make. I'm going to make X dollars. Here's how I'm going to do it. Like, that's what I like to do. That's something Aries loves, is like something physical and like literal, you know, like something right in front of its face.
Totally.
Popping one or two, you know, red crystals, or even just, you know, really good clear quartz, or something that feels really what makes you feel powerful, what makes you feel creative, whatever crystal that is for you. And setting some intention, having a beautiful, we've got a new moon in Aries coming up as well, which is really exciting.
That's coming up
on the 1st of April. So maybe if we put this pod out next Tuesday, Abby, it'll be out in time. Which I think can we do that? Yeah.
We can do that. We can do whatever we want.
But new moon in Aries, Friday, the 1st of April, followed then by a stellium of four planets in Aries. So we're going to have a really intense Aries energy across that weekend. So I'd really recommend, anyone that feels really called to that, you know, sitting with your crystals and infusing some of that Aries energy into them, literally just holding them and imagining maybe a fire around them, or imagine them heating up, or what, you know, whatever. You can literally just sit and just do whatever feels really resonant for you. The crystals will feel that energy and intention. Breath work's really great, and just making sure that we are really grounding. That's why the breath is really great. I am very much a believer of, when it comes to Aries season, all fire seasons for me, before we do or say anything, take three big, deep breaths. Huge deep breaths. Great piece of advice. Take three deep breaths and ask someone. Yeah. If it's like a big thing, like ask, not for in terms of like external validation, but sometimes Aries rules the self, right? So we can be very in here. We can be very internal in That's Aries right. season. It can be really hard to see past the end of our nose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's just really good to just get another person's perspective, because most of the time they're going to validate it and they're going to be like, yeah, absolutely, you're doing the right thing, you got this. But sometimes we do need that person, and make sure it's someone you really trust. You know what I mean? Someone you trust, someone that you know is like on your level. I'm not saying like ask everyone for advice, but just know those few people in your life and just be like, hey, I have this feeling, like, what do you think? And just, even if it's just yourself journaling, writing it down, or writing a voice memo for yourself, and then listen to it back. Cause sometimes it's like, oh yeah, that sounds really solid. And sometimes you listen to yourself back, especially in Aries season, you're like, damn, I sound a little bit crazy. Damn, I need to take that down a bit. So it can be really good to like just have just moments of review are going to help us. Like I said at the start, it's going to help us direct our energy into a really positive, strong, amazing way, rather than letting all our energy, all our fire, just burn us up. But we're allowed to channel it and be like, boom, this is where I'm going, you know?
Yeah, be intentional about it. And
be intentional.
Yeah. And honestly, it's so funny. Like, you can't tell me astrology isn't real, because that is literally the experience that I've been having over the past couple of days. And I'm lucky to have beautiful friends like Beth, who I can trust and ask for advice. And that is such a good idea. Voice noting yourself or writing a letter. Like, this is an exercise that I love to do. If I'm like, if I have something to get across, writing a letter to someone to get it expressed, so that you're not like closing off your expression and holding things down, and not even necessarily for anyone ever to see, but just allowing yourself to express and get out that emotion. And vent sessions with people. Vent
sessions
with people. You can
you got to get it out in Aries season. And Aries can't hold anything back as much as it. And that's why I think they get a rap for being like maybe rude, or you know, it's just really intense. But it's like, if I'm gonna hold this in, it might actually kill me. It's like me with my like Aries moon. I can't hold an emotion in to save my life. Like, it genuinely pains me. I get a sore throat, I get a tight chest. It
turns
into like it spins from being something small to like being a big panic attack. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not in my nature to hold something back. I've got to share it. But what I've had to learn is like taking a moment, composing my thoughts, understanding what am I feeling right now. And what will I be feeling tomorrow? Because sometimes those are very different things. And what's my experience of this? What's the other person's experience? Like, try and give yourself context in Aries season. Always try and look at the bigger picture, because Aries can just be like, just really in the zone, in the moment, looking at this one thing. But it's like, how about we look at the whole thing? Not even the whole thing, but let's just take a couple steps out. Let's just have a little
bit. And see what an outcome could be. Like, if you're going to say it, then like, is it going to be helpful?
Yeah.
Are we going to even get a solution to what we're feeling right now?
Yeah.
Or is there another way that you can come at the topic or issue or challenge from to be really productive and get it done in a way that's good for everyone? So
I
love it.
Yeah. And it's not even in a way of like, you don't have to try and like talk yourself out of it or stop doing things. Like, Aries season is the time to do the things, put the things into work and into motion. But it's just about making sure we're understanding and aligning why we're doing the things.
Snaps. Yes.
Snap.
Obsessed. And very fitting that this pod is coming back. That we're getting into the groove again in Aries season, taking that action. I know I'm going to be showing up in my biz again.
Damn straight.
So very excited for us all to have a lovely airy season. Do we want to talk a bit about what is going to be happening with the pod going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys would have seen with this new episode, we've got new artwork.
Hello.
Done a little rebrand. Hello. So yeah, basically with the podcast, I think, and to be fair, I don't think we've probably discussed this.
But you're in on a team meeting.
You're having live. Everyone. This is a team meeting. Hey guys, I'm gonna write.
This is how we sort things out.
Yeah, this is how we sort things out. I feel like I just feel like more realness. Like,
absolutely.
This. You know what I mean? Like, we still have some amazing guests that we want to have on and that we will be having on. And there's still gonna be times where we talk about specific things, like Abby's doing her hypnotherapy. Like, that's something that I'm super fascinated about. And I'm sure lots of people are. So I think we'd love to do like an episode asking about that.
Oh, you my guys God, loved, I could talk about it.
You guys loved the zodiac sign episode. So
one about more astrology.
Yeah, absolutely. But I also think just episodes like this and just talking about how we're feeling in the moment, what's going on, and how we're kind of navigating it. Cause I think it's resonant for, I pray this is resonant for a lot of people. And I think that's the thing that we need at the moment is that bit of connection with people going through a similar thing.
Exactly. That common experience and like, you know, exactly that, the connection and feeling of community, that you're not alone in what you're going, going through. And that's honestly why we started this in the first place. So it's the same, you know, it's the same mission we have, but just in a more Beth and Abby way, I guess.
Exactly right. We're just making it a little bit more real. There's still be lots of funnies. There's always going to be lots of funnies with us. You guys know how it is. I'm personally taking a solemn oath to not bring up Twilight as much.
Why was I just thinking about Twilight? I was like, okay, we haven't mentioned Twilight. Good. Tick.
That was like a mental. This is me mentioning it because I'm going to consciously make less of an effort because I'm just realizing now that there's probably a lot of people that maybe haven't seen it or don't like it and find it really annoying.
Blasphemy. No.
So yeah, there's that. We're launching an Instagram page for the podcast. So we're going to have like, you know, exclusive content on there. So that's where you'll be able to get all your updates on new episodes, when things are coming out. It's basically just going to be a glorified meme page.
Absolutely. We're really loving the memes. And that's it. We want to post memes.
Yeah. I want to post a meme. It doesn't fit my grid. So we've made an Instagram.
We have to make an Instagram. Well, that's just what we have to do.
It's the only thing to be done. So yeah, please give us a follow there. All the stuff will be underneath, for you guys.
Very excited.
We're really excited to have a place just to engage with you guys more. You know, we can do lives on there. Maybe we'll do like live podcast recordings and stuff like that, you know, like on there. Yeah. There's so much stuff coming through. Was there anything else that you wanted to share about what could be coming through with the pod?
No, that sounds good. I'm just so excited for this kind of renewal coming through and for everything to be back, being back at it, having the Insta. I'm just very excited.
Bam, bam, bam. I'm also very excited.
Bam, bam. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And so I guess with that, that ends our first episode back.
Yay, we did it, Beth.
We did it. It's taken us 4 weeks, but we did it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really have missed you all so, so much. And we're really excited to be coming at you with weekly episodes. So please join us every Tuesday. Make sure to give us a like and a follow on Instagram and share this to your stories and let people know. Share the word because this is something that, you know, me and Abby feel like has a lot of magic when we kind of get together, and we'd really love to do this more. So thank you.
We will see you next week. We will be back.
We've got two scheduled next week, don't worry. Like we've got two recordings scheduled. Yeah, so we're at least definitely 3 weeks of us
exactly. Yeah. And then we'll see.
We'll see. Bye guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Mystic Millennial podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share, leave a review, and make sure to subscribe so you never miss an ep. Thank you.
Bye.